Lawrence Tyrion, suppose Omar Sinan is getting into an Ulster club final. Didn't start out at the start of the season that way, but you are there now. Great performance today against St Johns.
Happy with the first half, Park. Second half, we didn't play well. We didn't win enough ball around the middle, especially in the last 20 minutes. And fair play to St Johns. They played to the very, very end, as we knew they would. And we just about held on.
First half, you created a couple of goal-scoring opportunities. You took one of those, and to get three goal opportunities in a semi-final, it just shows you know, the support play that was going well. The boys were going through the middle for you and created those opportunities.
It was probably a more open game than probably both teams expected. And we can't afford to miss them chances. If you get them chances at a game like this where scores are precious, you've got to take every chance you get.
You have to be happy with the first half performance, you said that, but suppose Joe McMahon going off in the second half was a huge factor.
Yeah, it unsettled us too, more than anything, I suppose. Connor Starrs came in and battled hard, but Joey's obviously a fantastic player, and to lose him without getting a chance to regroup, it was hard, but again, hey, I've been telling anybody who's wanting to listen this year, these boys are great battlers, and they fought to the very, very end again.
They showed their colours, you're right, in the second half. It's been a tough championship in Tyrone, and then to come against Cross McGlen. Suppose the experience of beating Cross McGlen would give you that confidence coming in here today against St Johns.
It all helps. That there today will give us confidence, I hope, too, because we were under severe pressure for the last 15 minutes and kept breaking away to kick a point or two, maybe just to keep us at two or three ahead, which was vital. That was a great test. Fair play to St Johns, have played just 8 weeks in a row, I think. That's to be able to keep going to that level is a testament to their fitness and their ability to, that they were excellent all the way to the end.
Every team starts out in, I suppose, November, December now for the fall, the year ahead, but you've been with, I suppose you're an Omagh man, you've been, what does it mean to you to be going to an Ulster club managing them?
I'm from Drumcondon, just outside, but no, hey, they're a fantastic group of lads, they really are. Any manager who takes a team, 99% of them are all great lads, and these boys have done everything that's been asked of them from, as you say, the start of the year. We started back in January, this is now November. It's a long run, and Tyrone losing when they did helped, obviously, because of the five or six county boys who came back to the clubs earlier than usual, so that helped. It's a huge achievement for these boys to get to an Ulster final after waiting so long to win a county title. But they've great belief. They have great belief. They think they're as good as anybody else, and so far they've proved it so far.
We know about Joe and Justin McMahon, but definitely Conor McMahon, you will know a lot more about him.
He was Conor's at college in England at the moment, would you believe? Only gets home by the weekends. He must have kicked what, 2-3 points today? Maybe possibly 4, I'm not sure. 3. He's a great footballer.
I'm looking forward to the Ulster Club final. No doubt you don't care who you see, but it's going to be a huge occasion around Omagh.
Yeah, it's massive. I'm not sure who's actually won it. I haven't heard yet. I'll go and find out now. But whoever it is, it'll be another massive battle, and we'll give it another rattle.
Best of luck, Lawrence.